All right, Moshe, let's continue. So we started the seventh parak. Let's pick up actually on page Nun Ches. Even though we got to page Nun Tes already, let's pick up last paragraph, page Nun Ches. Remember again, the title of this parak is the sickness or the illness of Shiflos Hameruma, which means I will say disingenuous humility, utrufasa, and ultimately again its remedy. So remember again, let's begin. Last paragraph, page Nun Ches. Isa b'shulchan aruch. Remember again, the Shulchan Aruch says, Simin Aleph, that a person should not be embarrassed in front of other people who make fun of him or disparage him with his Avodas Hashem, with his service of God. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling me that sometimes, in order to go ahead and do what is right, I have to risk the disparagement of others. Shulchan Aruch says, don't be discouraged. Even if other people make fun of you, even if other people deride you, ignore what they say and do what you have to do. Right? The Piyajetzna. Evan Gidola me'avne ha'negefi bushazos. This embarrassment, he says, is an incredible potential impediment. Ki ish zeh, this is actually very, very profound. Ki ish zeh, bichlal eno b'dayto b'shuso. See, Rabbi said, a person who is motivated to do what he does based on the thoughts or impressions of others ultimately is not in control of his own life. Barak, achar ha'anoshim anshei chutz, nigrar v'nischav. But rather, again, it's only as a result of other people, right, that such a person is pushed and dragged. Ish ha'malik hazeh, yorishol yilagala. After all, this person is only concerned that other people don't make fun of him. And therefore, we'll say, ultimately, as a result, a person negates his own will to the will of others. And only that which finds favors in the eyes of other people, ultimately, again, will he go ahead and do. And as a result, he'll end up not doing good things. Yischak alav shchino achar akarav elav, because other people will disparage him, make fun of him. V'gam limtochin be'ini ashlishi v'aravi muchrach lahatim min atzmo, and his entire desire becomes to go ahead and make himself acceptable in the eyes of others. So we'll say this is actually a very profound insight. So we're about to begin the top of page Nun Tes. So remember again, what the Piyajetzna is saying is like this: this first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Don't be embarrassed in front of other people. Says the Piyajetzna. What does the Shulchan Aruch tell me? Don't be embarrassed. So what does that mean? If I daven mincha, you know, on the rest stop at the turnpike, I shouldn't pretend like I'm speaking into my phone. I should just go ahead and daven regular mincha. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch saying. So he's saying something much more profound. He's saying that at the end of the day, some people feel the need to always go ahead and please others. And if at the end of the day something I'm going to do is unpleasing in the eyes of someone else, I won't do it. Even if it's right, it's more important for me to feel good in the eyes of someone else than it is to do the right thing. And therefore, says the Piyajetzna, such a person like that has abdicated the reins of his life to someone else. I've given up control of my life to someone else. Suddenly now my decisions are motivated by what's going to earn me favor in your eyes, by what's going to make you like me, by what's going to allow me to avoid embarrassment in your eyes, as opposed to doing what I need to do because it is objectively and subjectively correct for me. An incredibly profound idea. And when a person goes ahead and does what he does in life because of how it makes others feel, or because it's quote-unquote good in the eyes of others, so again, I will say, I'm giving up control, says the Piyajetzna, of my own existence. Top of Nun Tes. Look at the Piyajetzna. It says, Hoy vavoy le'ish kazeh. I don't think I have to translate Hoy vavoy. Right? I think it's kind of self-explanatory. Right? Translation is, Oy vavoy, right? Oy vavoy to a person like this. Asher maser es nafsho v'gufo b'rishus v'das anoshim achirim mishchasim. But we'll say, oy vavoy to a person like this, who again, essentially, yields control of his life to someone else. I'm giving up my life to someone else. Suddenly again, it's not about me, and it's not about making the right decisions, not about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but all about the other. All about the other. Now, we'll say, now, I want to be clear about something. Obviously, and we'll talk about this, there is a makom for being concerned what other people think. There's definitely a concept like that. There's a concept of marasayin, right? What's marasayin? We'll say, if I don't have to care what other people think at all, then there's no din of marasayin. Then I don't have to worry about what my actions look like. Right? Obviously, I have to worry about what my actions look like. So this concept of yisem nikiyim. Yisem nikiyim means that even if I know what I'm doing is correct, I have to be careful about how my actions look in the eyes of others. So, you know, this is not being cavalier, like, I don't care what anyone else thinks. Let's say, but what this is saying is, when I decide what I need to do in life, I have to figure out those decisions based on what is truly objectively good and what is important for me to be able to advance myself in my avodas Hashem. The fact that other people may or may not agree with it to a certain degree is irrelevant. I have to ultimately figure out what it is that I need to do in order to be an accomplished person and not worry about how others are going to feel about those decisions. People who make their decisions solely based on how others are going to feel are yielding the autonomy of their lives to someone else. He goes on, V'kulam moshlim alav v'raku ein lo shum shlita al atzmo b'saro. This is a very terrible illness when a person is embarrassed to do things in front of others because others will disparage him. This is actually amazing. So Rebbe said, at the end of the day, when a person is overly preoccupied with what other people think, in reality, they're stuck in childhood. They're stuck in childhood. What does this mean? Hayeled bekatnuso yodea she'en lo das liatzimo. See, Rebbe said, at the end of the day, a child when he's young doesn't have das. Right? We know this in halacha, but it's not just true in halacha, it's true in life. A child when he's young doesn't have das. E'en lo das liatzimo. So Rebbe said, so if a child doesn't have das for himself, so how does he make his decisions? Umisragil hu limdod es kol devarov. Excuse me. A child's decisions, therefore, are very often informed by the adults around him. For example, so a child says to himself like this, if I do this, right, if I choose this, tov ehyeh beineihem, my parents, right, will be happy with me. But if I do this, yisacha kumi meni, they'll be upset or deride me. So again, this by the way is normal for children, right? A child doesn't have das on his own. So the only way a child goes ahead and assesses what to do or what not to do is by gauging those decisions based on the reactions of others, right? So if I go ahead and I look both ways by crossing the street, my parents will be happy. If I don't, my parents will be unhappy. If I clean my room, my parents will be happy. If I don't clean my room, parents will be happy. So, well, that's how children make their decisions. It's almost totally, totally based on the reactions and wants of others. So he says something amazing. Ad shenishara etzlo deyazu av kishe yigdal v'yaskin. I will say, what's the problem? Some people never outgrow this. Some people never outgrow this, and they make their decisions solely based on what other people think. He goes on, Hashkiach Yoser ala Yofi b'nei Adam be'inei Adam me'asher ala Tova Amiti. Sometimes, when making my decisions, what's more important to me is how other people are going to like me, rather than ultimately, again, on the ultimate good. But we'll say this, by the way, is an incredibly important yisod, because remember, again, we face this very often with decisions we have to make in the workplace. I will say that sometimes, again, there are things I have to do which I know are not correct, but I feel that they'll make people like me better, right? They'll make people happier with me. I don't even mean chashom like averus or things like that. I mean cutting corners in halacha and cutting corners in normative Judaic conduct, where again, but it's important because I need people to like me, right? I need to have relationships. So we'll say, so the Piaget said, understand, when you make a decision based on because you think people will like you better as a result of it, even though I know that it's not the right decision, just understand what I've done. I've given up my bechira chafshis for someone else. I've yielded my free will to someone else. It's become more important to be liked than to do what is right. And we'll say that is a profound, profound moral and spiritual failure. He goes on, Bachar Yisrael, Shimun HaSaklal HaZeh, Binyan HaZeh V'chin B'chol HaInyanim. So it says, V'yajetna, please understand this following klal. He says, in this area and in many other areas, Imlo tis'ameitz v'tis'chazek b'chol kochacho, l'racheik u'l'sharish mimcha kol mida ra, u'shtus asher od b'cham mi'alduscha, ad olam tishar b'cha, V'tazikcha. We'll say, so the Piaget says something very profound, which is not necessarily unique and limited to this particular topic, but in general has general ramifications, which is, we'll say, if I know that I have a negative mida, I know I have a negative trait, a negative behavior, a negative characteristics, just know that if I don't exhibit the necessary strength to uproot it, it will remain with me forever. Which we'll say is another way of saying, you do not outgrow negative traits. Negative traits grow with you. Negative traits amplify along with you. If there's something inside of me that needs to be purged, if there's something inside of me that is holding me back, it does not go away with age. And if your Yitzhahara tries to tell you, don't worry about working on yourself when you're young. After all, you're still young. You're young. That's why you have these chesronos, right? That's why you have these deficiencies. Ukisha tigdal bishnosecha, when you get older, don't worry about it. You're young. You'll outgrow it. You'll outgrow it. And when you get older, you're going to be stark. When you get older, you're going to be good. When you get older, you're going to see the negative midos go ahead and kind of just melt away. Rachim alecha v'lo sovelo, says the Piyajetzna, have compassion upon yourself and do not listen to the Yetzirah. Get ready. Kirak hashanim mizdaknos v'lo ha'ish. Rabbi said, there's only one thing, well, literally translated, he says, the only thing that moves on and that gets older is our biological age, not our maturity, not our spirituality. V'yesh gidolim, there are some people who are old, biologically old, but they are children in their maturity, they're children in their spirituality, they are children in their growth. Why? Because they were deficient and lazy in their personal avoda, but all the alhis, and they just simply relied that biological maturity would bring spiritual maturity along with it. And says the Piyajetzna, we all know this. We know this also from our own life experience. The only thing that getting older does is we get older. We don't get more mature. We don't get holier. We don't get better with age. Right, and that's why Piyajetzna says, you see people who are biologically old, but spiritually, emotionally, religiously immature. The only way to move forward in life, says the Piyajetzna, is ultimately, again, to identify the negative midos, which are holding me back, and to find the courage to uproot them. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Adam of Nuntes and Mir Tashem tomorrow.